Oh, hello, hello, hello. All right. You've heard of the Banana Republic, I suppose. And then those of us here in Florida, maybe you know about the Conch Republic down in Key West. Well, the next group here is a musical gathering of sorts, and I think it's the future of what we've got going here with this kind of music. I'm real excited to have it on the stage today. Folks, please welcome Daryl Anger's Republic of String. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. All right, so this embracing Sunday morning set. That's what we all need. All right. Let's do another one right away. Let's just play a tune.
Play a tune. There we go. All right.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Well, you might have noticed that this republic is an intergenerational republic, and that's the beauty of this whole scene here, is that we have children of all ages and adults of all ages. We're all here, and all the musicians are digging each other, and it's kind of been this way, especially at this festival, for just as long as it's been going. And the music keeps getting passed down, and we're just very happy about that. I'm just going to introduce everybody real quick. Over on your right, the co-leader and the writer of much of the music that you're hearing. He just wrote that last tune. It's called When You Go. A guy that is one of the most imitated guitar players around. He's also a very good writer of other things. He's been the editor of Acoustic Guitar Magazine for years. And he's got a couple of records out on Rounder. And he's just one of those guys that needs to be out on stage more. And okay, that's why he's here, Mr. Scott Nygaard. Playing the bass, everyone's familiar with the extraordinary and just so bassy Brent Davies. Well, we really do have a great age spread here. I'll tell you again, we're running from about 53 to...
What are you now,
53 to 16, actually, is the age spread of this band. And we have a guy that's kind of right smack in the middle here. The king of the land of Snee, which is a far-flung territory of the Republic. Actually, it's its own... It's its own planet, really, and the man who has created a whole universe and is somehow playing an entirely new instrument, which just happens to be called the cello. He's playing bass, drums, rhythm guitar, and other instruments which have not been invented yet. On the cello, Mr. Rashad Eggleston. Also, most thank you. I knew your daddy. Yeah, one of the most fantastic, a member of the most fantastic Florida music families ever. Son of Jeff Pinkham and Terry Pinkham, Mr. Josh Pinkham on the mandolin, playing with us today. And it's great because there's just Pinkhams everywhere. Very exciting moment because we're going to have Josh's mom, Terry, come up and sing with us here. We're going to do some other traditional music. We're going to do some traditional music from the 70s. Not the 1870s, not the 1770s, not the 2070s, but we haven't gotten there yet. But we're just going to start because you know this stuff, but you just never heard it like this. All right. Okay, from the far-flung Republic of Detroit. One, a two, you know what to do.
Keep on warring. gonna keep on trying till I reach the highest ground. Teachers, keep on teaching. Yeah, preachers, keep on preaching.
Thank you very much.
All right, Terry. Thank you. Don't go. All right. Well, there's just no music that cannot be played on with the proper musicians on this. I actually did that on the first Republic of Strings recording.
Thank you, guys.
It was sung by Sarah Watkins. She did a good job on it. But,
thank you.
No, it's just so great to hear Terry. She could just sing. You could sing anything, really. I mean, just in the phone book, sing.
I came with musicians like this.
No, yeah, that's good. Okay. So we're going to do another one, and this is from, this is the part where I flogged the new record. We have a record coming out on Compass Records, which has a lot of great stuff, great company. You know Allison Brown, probably, great banjo player. That's her record company, so she and her husband Gary have a great family operation. And so we've got this new record called Generation Nation, and it's got the, you know, the generational thing. You know, Josh is on it, Terry's on it, Scott's on it, Bryn's on it, Rashad's on it, I'm on it, weird. Wow. How'd that happen? I don't know. It must be coincidence there. And there are no copies anywhere except here that are available to you. So, but they're going to come out in April, and that's, but we have some, we happen to have some. Anyway, so we're going to do one from that. It's another classic. I love these Motown classics. You know, there's just something about them. They just sound like music to me. So that's good.
And, check, one, two.
This is another traditional tune.
Check, check, check. One, two, one, two. Can you hear me out there? Yeah. Okay, good. Can I get Brennan my monitor also? Thank you. Mm-hmm. change, change, change. Change food. Change, change, change. Change the food. For 5 long years, I thought you were my man. Just a link in your chain. You got me where you want me. I ain't nothing but your fool. Boy, you're treating me mean. Hey, yeah. You're treating me cool. Jane, Jane, Jane. Jane the fool. Jane, Jane, Jane the Fools. Every chain has got a weak link. I might be weak, child, but I give you strength. Too strong. I'm added to your chain, chain, chain. Chain of fools. Chain, chain, chain. Chain of fools. Oh, yeah.
Jane, 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 J
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Terry Pinkham, and she will be back. Well, we're gonna. Well, that's like a movie. That whole song. It's just tells a really scary story. But here's another scary story that comes from a far off place called Brazil, where it's warm all the time. And this is from our first record. The Republic encompasses. There's so much going on in string band music all over the world. There's great. The Celtic musicians are doing amazing stuff, and the Scandinavians. There's like this amazing Scandinavian string band music that's going on. It's fantastic. And in Brazil, of course, Mike and Hamilton were here doing that amazing stuff. So we're gonna play a little Brazilian choro tune here for you that is one of our favorites. If Mike is here, he's totally welcome to come up and play on this. He knows it so well. But it's a little music. We like it because it's a story. It really does tell a story about a fellow named Andre. And how many people have been to Brazil? Anybody been to Brazil here? A few people? Yeah, all right. Yeah. So did you buy shoes? Did you get some shoes? They have great shoes in Brazil. They very, that's one of the things that they do really well in Brazil is have shoes. And this whole song is sort of about a guy that has bought himself a pair of one of the really great Brazilian shoes. Just, the most amazing looking shoe. And everybody likes to have new shoes, and they walk around and everybody check out your shoes. So Andrea's got the finest pair ever. They are just so cool. They look so good. And they feel so bad. They are just, as many of us in the audience know, the price of beauty is pain. And Andre has, in order to have his beautiful feet, he's in utter agony, just the thrill of victory, having bought these shoes, and the agony of defeat, for those of us old enough to remember the wide world of sports. Now, okay, so that basically, in a nutshell, is the whole tune is about is Andre walking down the street and just having to stop every few seconds and complain loudly and continuously about his poor feet, which are being tortured by these beautiful, wonderful shoes. So that's pretty. I mean, we could just stop there and not play it, but we were gonna play it. We're gonna play this tune. It's called Andre's New Shoes. And we will start the tune with sort of a little aria of pain, playing on the instrument best suited to convey pain, the fiddle.
Sounds like Mike's back there.
And Mike, if you're back there, come on out and help us. There he is, Mike Marshall. Mike Marshall, master of the choro. The guy that knows how to play choro music. Yeah. So we're gonna get into Andre and his also painful new shoes here with Mike helping us lead the charge. So our pain begins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shoes. Oh, they hurt. Mike Marshall. Thank you, Mike. Okay. Nobody does it better. We're going to ask Terry to come back and sing a song about even worse stuff than shoes. This is another one from the new CD. So excited. This is a song that I heard Tim and Molly sing. You know what I'm talking, who I'm talking about when I talk about Tim and Molly. Scott used to play with them.
Thank you. sister, I do. I'm sorry for you. My heart is filled with trouble. If I never see you anymore till the last trumpet should sound, prepare to meet in heaven where parting is no more. Sorry for you. My mind is filled with troubles, and what shall I do? If I never see you anymore till the last trumpet should sound, prepare to meet in heaven. Where parting is no more.
Thank you.
One of the bands that really got me excited about music was a band called Buffalo Springfield. Anybody out there remember them? Yeah, all right, cool. Some of those guys are still around, aren't they?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, good, okay, we do this. Here's another record, song from the new record, and Terry sings this on the record, and it's just kills me. And you recognize it. It's a good one. Here it comes. One, two, three, go!
Listen to my bluebird, Beth. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows only cry. Just cry. She sits aloft her perch, strangest color blue. Mind is forgotten now, thinks only of you. Just you, yeah. All of those blues must be a thousand years, and each is different than you. You just know you stand mesmerized by the depth of her eyes.
We got time for one more, and then we go home. Oh, and we'll pour ourselves a glass of tea. No, there's quite a bit more to come here on the old Sunday afternoon at Sewanee. Got some good things coming up. And so for our last piece, we're going to play another one of those International Republic-type things. This is a piece, an Irish piece of Irish music from an Irish fiddler who comes from Chicago, Illinois, and she's actually, there's a lot of great Irish musicians in Chicago, and she's one of the best, Liz Carroll. It's a tune that Scott brought into the group, and it kicks off our very first CD, and we have managed, in the course of playing this tune, to strip away all Celtic qualities out of this tune, but it does still sound like a great piece of music, and that's, you know, that's the important thing. Does it sound good? Is it good music? Yes, and that's why we play it. And it's called Lost in the Loop. And thank you so much. Thanks, Beth and Randy. It's this 10th anniversary thing is. We should really make a habit of this. We should have more of these 10th anniversary parties. Many, many more until we hit at least 100. Can we get our first 100 anniversaries? So thanks for letting us do all this stuff, and we'll see you later. Thank you. Josh Pinkham, Bryn Davies, Scott Nygaard, Rashad Eggleston, Daryl Anger, We are the El Republico del Cuerdes. Thank you.
Hello. We want to thank everybody for helping participate in the Live Oak Music and Arts Foundation raffle. Through this nonprofit organization, we have been able to do a number of things throughout the year, some of which include putting music into schools, buying instruments for people, scholarships for people, and one of my favorite things was bringing a couple of performances out to the juvenile detention center for incarcerated kids. And that's all because you guys helped raise money for the raffle. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and announce the raffle winners now. I would also love to thank so much from the bottom of my heart Dan and Rachel, who have been so instrumental in putting on the raffle every year. If we could just give them a hand, man. This is Rachel and Dan. They staff the booth up there all day, all night, with all of the help that they have, and I just so appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And Dan is going to announce the winners.
First, we do have to thank all the donors that make this possible, too. Magnolia Music and Events, Sugar Hill Records, Springfest 2006 Artist, Sugarloaf Open Back Banjo Company, Two Cranes Incorporated, Don's Music and Pawn, and Crosstown Music. We thank all of you for participating in making this possible. This festival, we were able, with your help, to raise $3,765 for music education. I'm going to announce the winners now, and if your name is called or you know someone whose name is called, have them come over here to the CD booth. Immediately following, we'll be over here till about 3 o'clock, pick up the prizes and take them home with you. It's always fun to give stuff away here. So without further ado, the Martin D18 guitar is won by Julie Morris, Jacksonville, Florida. The handmade Sugarloaf open back banjo won by John Bulch of Fort Myers, Florida. The guitar being signed by festival artist is won by Randy Knudsen of Jacksonville, Florida. We have a set of small percussion instruments that goes to Terry Burris, Jacks, Florida. We have a large tambourine won by Bailey Sloan, Jacks, Florida. Also, we have a set of Sugar Hills records won by Lisa Thorpe, St. George Island. We also have a box of CDs by Springfest 2006 artists. And they go to Jen Goldsberry, Tallahassee. Two tickets to MAGFest 2006, won by John Robert Lyons, Theodore, Alabama. We also have a Springfest 2006 poster, goes to Brian Noss of Jacks, Florida. Springfest 2006 t-shirt, won by Matt Mailer of South Lyon.